こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。新しく宿題機能も追加されていますので、そちらも試してみてください。1個目、アマゾンの CEO ジェフ・ベゾス氏の iPhone X がサウジアラビア政府によってハッキングされていたことを示す報告書をバイスが入手し、先週木曜日に公開しました。報告書はベゾス氏が調査を依頼した FTI コンサルティング社が昨年11月に作成したものです。それによると、2018年4月ムハンマド・ビン・サルマーン皇太子とベゾス氏は会食にて電話番号を交換し、その後 WhatsApp でやり取りをしていました。翌月5月1日、皇太子側から何の説明もなく 4.22MB の動画ファイルがついたダウンローダーが送られており、それを境に1日平均 430KB のデータを出力していたベゾス氏の iPhone は、その後数ヶ月間にわたって1日平均 101MB、日によっては 4.6GB のデータを本人の許可なく外部に送信していたことが分かりました。同年11月、ベゾス氏が当時の妻と離婚するかどうか話し合っていた時、その事実を公表していないにもかかわらず、皇太子から急に、女性と喧嘩をするというのはソフトウェアのライセンス同意書を読むようなものだ、最終的には全てを無視して同意しますというボタンをクリックする羽目になるというミームが送られてきたり、昨年2月、サウジアラビア政府がベゾス氏を貶めるためにネット上で行っていた作戦について、ベゾス氏が専門家から電話で2回説明を受けた際、それまで3ヶ月以上連絡が途絶えていたにもかかわらず、皇太子から急に、ジェフ、君が聞いたり言われたことは真実ではないし、君が真実を知るのは時間の問題だ。君やアマゾンに対して私は、やサウジアラビア政府が敵対しているということはない、というメッセージが来たりしていました。
Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos's iPhone X may have been hacked by the Saudi Arabian government, according to a report obtained and published by Vice.Last week on Thursday. The report was requested by Bezos from FTI Consulting and created in November of last year. According to the report, in April of 2018, the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and Bezos had dinner, exchanged phone numbers, and then sent some messages back and forth via WhatsApp. Then, on May 1st, Bezos was sent a 4.22 megabyte video file, along with a downloader,without explanation, increasing the daily average outgoing data from Bezos's iPhone from 430 kilobytes to 101 megabytes, and on some days would transmit as much as 4.6 gigabytes of data in a single day without approval. In November of that year, despite not having made his divorce troubles public, Bezos received a meme from Mohammed bin Salman with the caption,Arguing with a woman is like reading the software license agreement. In the end, you have to ignore everything and click. I agree. Last year in February, Bezos was briefed on the Saudi online campaign against him in 2 phone calls, and after 3 months of no contact, Mohammed bin Salman texted Bezos stating, Jeff, all what you hear or are told, it's not true, and it's a matter of time until you know the truth.There's nothing against you or Amazon from me or Saudi Arabia.
そう、以前に番組でもジェフ・ベゾス氏がこう不倫をしていたみたいな話で、その恋人とやり取りしてたメッセージの内容がこうリークしちゃいましたみたいな話を取り上げたと思うんだけど、その時にベゾス氏はこれサウジアラビアのせいかもしれないみたいなこと言ってたんだよね。で、結局そのテキストを載せたナショナルエンクワイアーは、いや、サウジアラビアじゃないですよみたいなこととかは言ってたんだけど、まあ、彼がそういうふうに言ってた背景にはこういうことが起きてたんだねっていう話で、だからメールとか写真とかが、まあ、筒抜けになってた可能性があるっていうのはもちろんだし、電話とかも電話とか、まあ、何、携帯を置いてる周りの環境の音とかを盗聴されてた可能性もあると。で、アマゾンの CEO だから当然トランプ大統領と会って直接話す機会があったり、他の、ビリオネアたちと話す機会があったりとか、 するので、まあ、いろんな、ね、大事な情報がメールとかに含まれているっていうのは当然あり得ることなんだけど、あのなんかね、このこういうふうにデータ、あの送信してるデータにすごいスパイクが出るっていうのって、うん、あの iCloud とかを使ってると あるらしいのね、まあ、もちろんバックアップを送らないといけないから、うん、だけどベゾスさんは iCloud そもそも使っていないし、あのスパイクがあった日の、まあ、彼 の, あの携帯の中の行動を見ても何かこうアプリ上で動画を送ったりとかそういうこともしてないと、
うん、And this was all enabled just by that videoWith the downloader
sent through
WhatsApp, like、
うん、
that was the that was it.
そう、ただあの今回の報告書を作った人たちがマルウェアとかを発見できていなくて、いろんな専門家がメディアにコメント出しているのはその見るとこが違うっていうか、なんかあの多分このコンサルティング会社が得たあの権限がちょっとしょぼいらしくて、私はよくわかんないんだけど。あのいやもっとな詳しいところまで見たらそこにあるはずみたいなことを何人かは言ってた、
うん、
だからこれからまあそういうとこもチェックするのかもしれないけど、あの結構レポートが17ページぐらいあってそれを見たんだけど、何の話っていうかちょっと映画みたいな話で、あのなんだ、例えばこのアルカフタニっていう、まあ、あのこのクラウンプリンス皇太子のアドバイザーの人がいて、まあ、その人は結構有名な人なんだけど、あの過去にはサウジアラビア政府のサイバーセキュリティ担当の、まあ、長官みたいなものを務めたりとか、あのなんかハッキングチームっていう名前の会社があって、うん、その株を 20% 彼が保有してるんだけど、そこがこう、まあ、いろいろ今まであのいろんな人とか企業をハッキングしたりしているっていう話があり、
うん、
さらにこのアルカフタニさんはあのカショギ氏が殺害されたことにも、うん、まあ、結構あの関わっているって言われてるとかね、なんかいろいろこう、だからもちろんそのベゾス氏はワシントンポストを持ってるわけ でワシントンポストはカショギ氏が殺された時に、まあ、すごくあの突っ込んで報道していたんだよね、うん、だから もちろんサウジアラビア政府としてはそこを抑えたいというか、
あの
懸念として持ってたわけで。
But does going after Bezos really affect the credibility of the paper? You know, like, do you know what I mean?
うん、まあそのアンチベゾスキャンペーンみたいなのをやっていたっていうのはなんかこうボットでいろいろやったりとか。
But why does that help?Them, rather than like an anti-Washington Post campaign.
まあそれもだから含まれてるでしょ。だからAmazonとかワシントンポストとかそのベゾスさん個人っていうよりかはその彼が関わってるビジネスに対してのクレディビリティをまあ落とすみたいな。で、なんかこのそのハッキングチームっていう会社のクライアントかポテンシャルクライアントが送ったメールっていうのも流出してて、それも報告書に入ってるんだけど、それ見た？
I saw some screenshots of...
そう、あの、まあ、そのメールがあのもちろんアドレスとかは黒塗りされてるんだけど、 Hola, I'm taking advantage of my flight from Mexico to Washington to send you, as promised, the main questions that the attendees of Sedena asked you during your presentation slash demoBelow are the questions raised during the meeting with Sedena that would require a further answer to them. Can we do an infection through a picture or a video in WhatsApp, for instance, as they are automatically downloaded in the app? This is a question that was asked in Colombia also. って書いてあって、Sedena って何かっていうと、メキシコ国防省のことなのね。
Hmm.
そんな そんなものまで流出してるっていう、すごい話だなっていう。
Would it be reasonable to expect that some form of... So I think the motive for hacking Bezos is for the purpose of potentially blackmail more than a character assassination. And if you monitor someone's phone for that period of time, you know, you have all the material you need to assassinate their character, but it would generally be more effective to try to blackmail people in that. And people in that situation have a lot to lose. And that,
yeah.
How many, I mean, military secrets? He's got Blue Origin, you know, Origin's involved as a partner with NASA, and all this stuff is probably going through his phone. I mean,
so the Blue Origin,
and then they can sell that stuff off to, you know, the space stuff. They can sell to China or Russia, and
yeah, the Blue Origin の発表があった日にも、その転送されてるデータの量が思いっきりスパイクしてたりとかして、このスパイクのグラフがあるんだけど、結構すごいんだよね。で、あの日を追うごとに悪化してるというか。
How many gigabytes was it in one day?
4.6
Dang.
だ相当の量のデータを知らない間に、まあ、自分の電話から転送されてたんだけど、ただちょっと、まあ、これだけ聞いてるとすごいこうすごい映画みたいな話で怖いなって思うんだけど、一方でやっぱりそのなんだろう、ベソ氏は普通に暮らしててハッキングされてることに気づいてない中で、皇太子からこの覗き見てることがバレちゃうようなメールが来るっていうのが、ちょっとこうなんか抜けてるというか、少しこう怖さを減らすようなんか、ファクターになってるって、私個人的には
This is pretty scary. You know, this is kind of like the Snowden NSA revelations with X key score and
まあ有名なさ、ザッカーバーグがこう自分のパソコンのね、カメラにテープを貼ってるみたいなこと。だそれは全然こうパラノイアでも何でもなく、まさにベゾスさんはそういうことされてたわけなんだけど、ただこうなんだろう、まさにサウジアラビアについての電話をした日に急に聞いたことを信じちゃダメだよってメールが来たらさ、さすがに誰でもあれおかしいなって思っちゃうじゃん。だそこはなんでそんなことしたのかな、なんでそんなバレるようなことをしたのかなっていうのはちょっとね、疑問に思うけど。
It's a trap. It's many levels.
ただまあ、
How prevalent do you think this sort of thing is? I don't think Jeff Bezos is the only target. I think a lot of powerful and influential people get caught with something, then they get blackmailed, then they have to join up with the cabal and, you know, eat owls every night or something. You know?
Yeah.
Like, what is the Illuminati or the Freemasons or all this stuff, other than, you know, people getting it's common in initiations into secret groups or societies or fraternities and whatnot to submit collateral of yourself, to submit information that could be used to destroy you, like that weird cult in that feminist cult in California that tying people up or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They would require their members to send them, you know, nudes of themselves or do some, you know, some provide blackmail material. And it's weird to think with these technologies how many of these powerful, influential people that we sort of have to trust with a huge portion of the world's resources, especially Jeff.
Yeah.
They could be co-opted or compromised by something like this.
あともう一個、自分的にびっくりしたのは、このニュースを見たときにそんなにびっくりしないというか、逆になんかまあそういうこともある。
I was surprised by the downloader thing. I did not realize that like WhatsApp had that sort of vulnerability. Like you don't even have to
do anything.
Tap it or
whatever. そうなの、そうそう。だからこのリークしたそのメキシコ国防省の関連するメールでも書いてあったように、それこそ本当に写真とか動画をつけたそのダウンローダーを送りさえすれば、あっちが別に何もしなくても勝手にもう始まハッキングが始まるっていう。
Have they patched this or has this vulnerability been fixed?
わかんない。
まあ、I mean, it'd be kind of ridiculous if
日本はね、みんな LINE 使ってるからあんまり WhatsApp 使ってる人いないかもしれないんだけど、海外では WhatsApp 使ってる人めちゃくちゃいっぱいいるからね。私も 海外に住んでる友達と喋るときは WhatsApp めっちゃ使ってるけど。
But if WhatsApp is on the App Store, then there isn't, you know, a requirement to be on the store that, that something like that is impossible.、
うん、
so the other messenger apps could be, have the same vulnerability.
そうそう。そうね。いや、すごい話だよね。その、こうなんだ、ジェフ・ベソスの気持ちになってみてもさ、こうなんか、まあすごい、
か
わいそう。なんか、すごい力があるわけだから、こういうことされる可能性はある。ね、そのメディアもオンしてるわけだし、っていうのは頭にあったかもしれないけど、こう、徐々にあれって思うわけじゃん。その皇太子から急にこうやって何回かメールが来て、知り得ない情報を彼が持ってるとかってなった時に、こう、あれ自分はすごいパラノイになってるだけなのか、こう考えすぎなのか、本当になんかされてるのかとかさ。
You should be paranoid though at that level, right?
I guess.
He has to be. He wouldn't have gotten that far if he wasn't paranoid.
I guess. でもすごい話だよね。
Yeah. What do you, what's gonna happen? Are they gonna arrest?
Who? The prince?
The crown prince.
Right?
Like what do we expect to happen? Or what would you personally like to see happen?
I don't know.
What's just in this situation? We can't have people doing
いや、なんかその、このレポート自体が、だからそもそも、なんだろう。ちょっと専門家から見ると、こう、ちゃんと探すべきところを探せてないというか、突っ込みどころが若干あるらしくて、その延長線で このメッセージとか動画を送ってきたのがそもそも MBS 本人であるっていう証拠も、まあ、状況証拠でしかないみたいなことを言ってる人がいて、いやでもそれはさ普通に番号交換してるわけだから、本人が対面でしかも、だから
These fake friends.
なんかどういうどういうことみたいな。
You think it's lonely at the topFor Jeff, you know, like everyone's trying to hack your phone. Like, people generally don't let other people actually physically take their phone.
Yeah.
But now it's like, you have to trust someone to let them send you a text.
Yeah. まあしかもそれだけじゃなくて、やっぱりこう、なんだろう。実際会食とかして友達みたいになってさ、まあアマゾンってサウジアラビアにめちゃくちゃ投資するっていう予定があったわけだから、こうやってやり取りしてたわけじゃん、うん、でこう仲良くしてたら、まあその人が、まあ、記者を殺したっていう、
うん、
こう疑惑が持ち上がって、まあちょっと距離を置かなきゃいけなくなる。だからそういうこと自体が普通に暮らしてたらまずないじゃん、
うんうん、
だからこうジェフ・ベソスみたいな人がどういう日々を過ごしているのかってもはやこう想像はできないけど。
It's unbelievable how much information is going through our phones.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Like if someone had access to your phone's information all the time, like they would know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like how many steps you've taken.
いや、本当全部わかるよね。だから検索してる内容と、そこから誰かにメールしたり電話で話したりしてる。
Everything you type.
内容から何を考えてて、どういうこと、まあ事業とかに関してもどうするつもりとか、mm.
でさらにその、mind. It's like most of your mind.
いや、しかもそれだけじゃなくて、こう携帯置いてるだけで盗聴してるとかっていうことにもなれば、実際そこで会議でその後何話したとかさ、mm. そういうのも全部バレてるわけだから。
If you hacked Jeff Bezos's phone like that, and you had all this information about him, you could probably come up with the perfect things.To say, to control Jeff Bezos,、
mm.
you know, to be really persuasive. It's kind of like what Facebook does for each of us,、
mm.
you know, kind of predicts what you're going to react to and engage with.、but if you had all the information from someone's phone, maybe their plan is like, let's do a lot of research on Jeff Bezos,、
mm.
and then just convince him that we should get married. Or I don't know, whatever the plan is. But you can persuade someone into...whatever idea, any proposal, much more effectively if you have a lot of information about them.
しかもジェフ・ベソスの場合は普通にまあビジネスマンで、こう何かブラックメールするのに使えるとしたら、まあ不倫してるとかさ、そういうことだったわけだけど、 それがこう政治家とかになってくるとまた多分全然違う話で、もっとやばいこといっぱいある人って大量にいるじゃん、
うん、
ブラックメールし放題みたいな、まあ、だから実際されてる、されててそれが外に出てないっていうケースもあるのかもしれないけど、こう誰にも言わずに本人が処理したりとかしてさ、
うん、すごい。 The blackmail thing is pretty scary、
うん、
and between the blackmail and knowing that much about someone, I think you could manipulate them quite well, or I don't know if they bring you into some larger organization of、
yeah.
elite manipulation, but yeah, it's
I forget, it's but、creepy. With WhatsApp, add するっていうオプションあるんだっけ？もう番号交換したらもうそこでメッセージ送れる。なんか LINE ってさ、
like, do you need to approve it?
いやいやいや、 LINE って一応こうアドします、この人新しい人でメッセージ送ってきてるけど、アラウしますかブロックしますかみたいなの最初に出てくるじゃん。 WhatsApp ってそういうなんかワンステップなかった気がするんだよね。だそうなるとさ、番号だけ分かれば誰にでも送れるってこと？
Yeah, I think people just show upAt least in some of the messenger apps I have, you know, they'll just have, they'll join the platform, like Telegram, for example.
Right.
And then I'm in their
contact, right?
Contacts, so they just pop up on my thing.
Right.
I don't know, it's creepy. I don't know if there's a more, like, what's the next level of hacking beyond this? Like, can it get any easier?
Because, I mean, if that's the case, if you, for example, if you get...the phone number of Trump、mm-hmm. can you just send the same file to him and then oh but does your number have to be on his contact、
mm-hmm.
to begin with?
I don't know, I think Trump probably has to or should follow various government protocols、
right.
around that,
I mean,
sort of thing.
I guess it doesn't、
that、
have to be
where
Trump,
Bezos
but like,
is, he can kind of do what he wants,
right
But it's a little bit embarrassing for Bezos, honestly, that this whole thing is going on.
Eh? Why?
Because he's like the richest man in the world. He's supposed to be like, I don't know, so smart and so on top of it that you like can't even.
Well, actually, to be fair, これもこう当然ベゾスさんが自分一人で怪しいなと思って解決しようと思ったとかではなく、一応こうクライシス担当みたいな人がフラッグしてなんかおかしいよみたいな、でそのクライシス担当の人がこの FTI コンサルティングを雇ったみたいな流れではあったらしいから、多分ベゾスさん的には一応そういうクライシスマネジメントは常に気にして、まあ不倫のこともあったしねと思う、まあ、そのチームがいるんだと思うんだけど、まあでもさすがに
I had the little sticker over my webcam for a while.
Yeah.
And I took it off. But
like,
I might put it back on.
いや難しいよね。だってあまりにもさ気をつけてるとなんか普通に You're like a crazy person じゃん。 If Bezos is like, oh, maybe the crown prince is gonna beYou know, listening in on my, all of my phone conversations.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, so, I mean, 難しいよね。
It's just hard, it's hard to believe, but it is real.
Yeah, で、まあ、当然、サウジアラビア政府はこれを否定している。やってませんっていうふうに言ってるんだけど。まあ、そういうに決まってるけどね。やりましたとは言えないか。
I guess so.
次、トロント大学の研究で気力について限られた資源であると認識しているのか、それとも無限に湧き出てくるものと認識しているかによって大切な人を支えることへの意欲の度合いに差があることが分かりました。研究では恋人と同棲している363人の被験者に気力の捉え方や交際関係への満足度などを尋ねた後、6日間の間毎晩短いアンケートに答えてもらいました。精神的に疲れた日はエネルギーがなくなっており、また満タンになるように休まなくてはいけないという設問に同意するなど、気力が限られていると考える人は夜の段階でより疲労感があり幸福度も下がり、自分の人生をコントロールできていないように感じており、 恋人を支えたり自分の分担以上の家事をしようという意思も少なくなっていました。またそういう人ほど自分の恋人も夜になると同じように疲れていて幸福度が減っていると答えていました。
A study by Toronto University comparing the belief that willpower is limited against the belief that willpower is unlimited found that it may affect how willing someone is to provide support for their romantic partner. In the study, 363 people who are living with their partners were surveyed regarding their thoughts on willpower and their relationship satisfaction, completing a short survey every night for 6 days. Subjects who agreed with statements like, quote, after a strenuous mental activity, my energy is depleted and I must rest to get it refueled again, and believe their willpower is limited, tended to feel more exhausted and less happy at night, in addition to feeling like they were not in control of their lives, resulting in less motivation to support their partner or do more than their usual allotted housework. Furthermore, the more subjects felt this way, the more their partner would begin to feel similarly exhausted at night, resulting in reduced relationship satisfaction.
そう、今までの研究でこう、この気力っていうものをどう捉えているかで目標を追い求めるとかウェルビーイングとかについても差が出てるっていうのが分かっていて、でその上で今回その恋人を支えるっていう意味でそれがどういうふうに影響してるかっていうのを調べたんだけど、まあこれは当然相関関係でしかないから、そのこういうふうに認識してるからそういうふうに感じる、より疲れてるみたいに感じるのか、うん、それともより疲れやすい人だからそう感じてるのかっていうのは分かんないっていうふうに書いてあった、
うん、Which do you think you are? Do you think that willpower is...limited or it's unlimited?
あの昔病気になる前は限られてないと思ってた。だから気力っていうのはこう、もう自分次第なんか沸かせようと思えば湧いてくるものみたいなさ、
うん、
あの思ってたけど、うつ病になって多分脳のもうメイクアップが変わっちゃった、構造が変わっちゃったから、うん、もう完全に限られてる完全に限られてるし、あの常にやっぱそれを意識して1週間2週間単位ぐらいでこうメーターを確認しながら生きてるみたいな感じだから、うん、どっちが正しいっていうよりは本当に脳の構造によってどっちも正しいんじゃないかなっていう気はしてる、
うん、
私は変わっちゃったから気力にこうリミットがついてしまったみたいな。
But if you don't believe that there is a limit to your willpower,、
うん、
you understand how that might make you have more willpower, right?、
うん、
But yeah, you can't talk yourself out of thinking that your willpower. I guess I know what you're saying. I don't necessarily think willpower is limited.But I think it's not smart to、
うん、
not limit your willpower.
ああ、逆に意識してってこと。
Like you could.、
うん、
you could just keep pushing, keep going, keep doing more and more and more.、but there is like a physical and psychological cost、
うん、
that you pay.、
うん、
so like you can do that, but you're sort of...What would you say? Burning the wick at both ends or something.
多分それはすごいポジティブな方の考え方で、私は逆にその多分うつ病をやってしまったせいでこうできないっていう時があるわけじゃん。その時にやっぱりこうリミットがあるって考えてる方が自分を責めないで済むわけじゃん。できないのは私のやる気のせいとかじゃなくて、単純に気力っていうものに限界があるからだみたいな。
The paralysis。
なんかそういうディフェンスメカニズム的な側面もある気はするけど。
That paralysis, do you? I feel it sometimes. Like a lot of stuff's going on, and sort of trying to get the day started. I might have even had a good start, but the momentum kind of wears off, and I'm just like, I just like sit down for a minute, just kind of look through my computer screen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it's like, I don't know if my brain, if my mindset is ready for all this stuff I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
And
then what do you do?
I always try to focus on being patient with myself, because impatience with yourself is only going to make it worse. So if I feel like something's wrong with my, I don't know, my motivational centers in my mind for whatever reason, I try various things to get it back on track. So I'll have a coffee, I'll stretch, I'll drink a bunch of water. I'm like, my brain must be dehydrated. That's what it is. And I'll drink like a liter of water, like right there. And sometimes I feel better. I don't know which of these are placebo or what's going on. But you want a certain level of crispness to really get into the groove of, you know, efficiently getting things done. You don't want to feel like you're bogged down by your brain, which could have been in a better state had you, you know, stretched or drank more water, or maybe if you take a bath or something, go for a jog. I don't know.
So you don't really think that your willpower is limited?
Sometimes it's just like a light on the dash is blinking. So you just got to drive a little bit slower. But eventually it'll just go away. Can ignore it.
So-ka.
But you feel like your willpower will just short out at some point, and then you'll be, I don't know, inspecting your wallpaper, not thinking about anything.
Yeah. それは1日単位っていうよりは、まあ、子育て始まってから1週間2週間単位ぐらい、だから2週間ぐらいでこう限界が来て、あれって考えると、あ、ちょっと2週間酷使しすぎたわみたいな。 So it used to be daily before having a child. Like, しかも楽しいことやってるか辛いことやってるかに関係ない感じ、わかる？だから丸一日仕事して疲れてようが、丸一日友達と遊んで疲れてようが、同じことっていうかさ。
Right. Neither of them gives you more energy than you're putting into it.
そうそうそう。
So you're just being depleted by everything you try to do.
そう。
And it's like, it's hard to find something that will give you more energy back from doing it.
そう、だからもう何も予定を入れない日を作るとか、2日に1回とかそれこそやってないといけなかったんだけど、子供が生まれたらそんなのは不可能だから、どうなるかなと思って結構怖かったけど、意外と大丈夫というか、なんだろう、例えばそのさっきマイケルが言ったみたいな、これをやらなくちゃいけない、今日やんなきゃいけない、あ、でも全然やる気がないというか気力が出ない、どうしようみたいなのあるわけじゃん。それがもうないなんていうんだろう、あの、今しかないみたいな感じじゃん。その隙間の時間にやるしかないから、逆にこういつやろうかなっていうのが自分で決められない分、逆にだからいいというか、なんだ、そこのフリーダムがなさすぎてファッとできるって感じ。
Well, maybe that's helpful then. I was thinking in relationships specifically, the motivation level is quite high in the beginning.
Beginning of the relationship.
Of relationships generally, I think the motivation level to do things for the other person is quite high.
So?
Without like conscious, so much conscious effort to do things. Like the honeymoon period. You don't have an issue accommodating the other person at all. Or like, I don't know. I feel like people are keeping score more the longer a relationship goes, like how much each person is doing. A little bit more awareness about who, you know, didn't wash the dishes or didn't do a certain thing. Have you noticed that? Or not really?
Maybe. I mean, うちの場合は多分その一緒にいる期間っていうよりもお互いのストレスとか疲れ度によって、だから普段は別にいいんだけど、疲れてるからこそイラッとしてくるとかはあるじゃん。その家事の分担具合とかさ、そういう話になってくると、そうだね。でもそうだね。だから自分の分担以上にやろうみたいなって確かにこう。しかも夜もう仕事から帰ってきて、相当元気な人じゃないとできなくない。
I've been thinking about this. Like the, I do feel tired sometimes, or
like a normal like human old. being.
I feel old, or like I think about reasons to not do something more often than I used to. So if I could do something, there's an opportunity to do something, I might more thoroughly consider reasons to not do that thing. Oh, there's a risk of this. There's a, you know, there's like.
え、例えばどういうこと？ディズニーランド行こうみたいなこと？いやでも寒いしとかそういうこと？
Well, I don't really mind if it's cold. But yeah, like traveling somewhere or driving somewhere. So I used to drive everywhere all the time. It didn't really bother me at all when I was younger. But now it's like driving somewhere is a big deal. It's like, ugh, the traffic. You know, the traffic is, and then figuring out where to park, and it just seems like this big deal. I mean, it has become less pleasant to drive in Tokyo, I think, over time.
それは年齢、なんか加齢と関係してるってこと？自分の中では。なんかその疲れ、加齢とともに疲れてしまったってこと？
Well, I guess having some awareness of my energy and how to allocate it, doing different things. So if I'm thinking about doing something that would require a lot of energy or time, I have to compare it against all these other things that I could be doing. It's like, oh, that I might be tired after that, and then I won't be able to do this other thing as well. Or when you're younger, you don't really think that way, right? You just do what you want to do, and if you have to wake up the next morning at 4 a.m. to go to some meeting, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And so you just show up, you know, a mess and hungover in the morning. But that made sense when you were younger.
Yeah, I was thinking about something like that too. Actually, 友達について考えててこの間、その自分がまあ10代とか20代前半の時ってもう全員友達じゃなかった。なんだろう、もう今日会ったらはい友達、友達の友達もはい友達みたいな感じで、はい Facebook アドして写真書に撮って、はいベストフレンドみたいな。
Now it's like get away from my son.
Yeah, それってこう自分は同じ人間なんだけど、別人みたいなさ。
But I think we were all not just the age thing, but I think everyone was a little bit more naive about social media.And just human beings. I think we've learned a lot about human beings just by watching social media, by watching all of our friends and families and friends' friends and
friends. それこそだからその気力がもうないじゃん。なんかこうパーティーとかに今でも行って知らない人と話すのはいいけど、別にその人となんか連絡先交換したりとかすごい仲良くなる必要はないというかさ。
Well, you have a lot more time, no? When you're like
まあそうだね。
a student.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you're bored. And so you want to hang out with people. But now if you want to hang out with someone, it's not like you have to make time to hang out with people. It's not like I'm bored and I need someone to hang out with. It's like
right. 確かに、ね、
I'm trying to meet this person. We're both trying to figure out when we can like make time to meet up. It's kind of like, why is our time so scrunched, like compacted like this? You can't even, can't even chill. But the time hasn't changed, like time itself, you know? Like it seems like...
Well, but it has though, because before I would, you know, stay up until like 3 or 4 or something easily, mm-hmm. or maybe all night. So I had more time that I was awake, simply, you know, I had more time. Mm. Now I want to go to bed around 10, you know, so... もうだってね、10時に寝るのと朝4時に寝るのとその時間何時間あるのって話で、普通に起きてる時間が違うのもある。
Can you imagine if you, starting from the age of like 15, you were going to bed at 10 and waking up early in the morning, just doing straight 朝活, you never got into like alcohol or any of these other things, and you, like, if you lived the way you live now,from like
15 yeah,
and wouldn't you be a lot healthier? And
but I wouldn't have met my husband.
Well, yeah, if you change anything from the past, you know, you're not gonna meet so and so. And yeah
I don't know how I can't even imagine. But
it's like this, everyone's to different degrees, but people think about self-improvement or self-management. Mm. And you like to think that you've picked up a lot of nifty, you know, techniques for self-improvement over the last 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, for sure.最近こうやっぱりエイジングについて考え、まあ you mentioned it earlier too, but なんかこうやっぱ子供を産んでから急に年取った感じがする時があって、なんか自分の見た目もそうだし、こう普段暮らしててそんなに自分のこと鏡で見たりする時間もそんなないからさ気にしないんだけど、たまに写真とか見てるとあれ？なんかちょっと年取ったな自分みたいな。
You can just use a filter.
Yeah, I guess that's the trick that everyone's using.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing with, what's his name? The filter guy that's always on TV lately.
Oh, Matto?
Matto.
Yeah. そうだね。私もフィルターを使えばいいのかな。
I mean...
なんかこうやっぱり、あの、子供を産むこと自体もまあホルモンとか変わるからいろいろあるのかもしれないけど、その後にこう寝てない、寝てないのと、こう母乳まだ出してるからさ、私あの鉄分とかビタミンとかいろんなものがもう捨てちゃってるというか、まあ子供にあげてるわけだけど自分の中から取られてるわけじゃん、とかこうそれでやっぱりこう変わるなっていうのを最近ちょっとね実感して、それがこう悪いことなのかいいことなのか、こう自分の中でもこう揺れている。いい悪いっていうか、なんだろう、そのもう30代だから、例えばこうちょっとシワができるとかもう当たり前なんだよなっていうのと、あちょっと今までこうあ年取ったなって思ったことなかったから、まださ
We're all movinginto, maybe this is more pronounced for women just because of our culture, but we're moving into categories of people that are just looked at differently by society as you age, because we live in a youth worshiping society, and you don't notice that while you're young, butas you get older, you will notice that we live in a society that, you know, absolutely worships youth. I mean, there's nothing wrong with youth, obviously. It's not like we want to have old people all over our television ads.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's wonderful. I mean, I see, I'm looking at my child all day, every day, right? And his skin is perfect, and his body temperature is so high. Like, 寒くてももうめちゃくちゃ体が温かくてすごいエネルギーがあるわけ。だからもう生まれたばっかりの湯たんぽね。
あ、湯たんぽ。
生まれたばっかりのあのプラネットみたいな。I'm this like dying planet that's like getting slowly and slowly colder.
We're all dying planets. It's all relative, though.
Yeah, like, so だからそのなんていうのコントラストが、それいい悪いの問題じゃなくて、そのコントラストを常に見せつけられてるわけじゃん。In my face, 本当に。だからある意味こう、まあだからそういう意味ではそのエイジするっていうことは別にこう悪いふうには捉えてないんだけど。
What's old? I don't think we're really anywhere in the old.
No.
Category, right?
No, not at all.
But 50 like, is old, right? What's old?
I think when you feel like you're old, you are old. I don't know. But
you can be young, spirit inside. Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Even if you're like 100.You're not that old.
Nah, you're old. You're under, I'm sorry. But, なんだろうね。I feel like this is a weird age where, and people, なんだろう。30代になると、同じ年でも人によって見た目全然違ってくるじゃん。なんかすごい若々しい。例えば、すごい若々しい40代と、mm-hmm. ああ、まあ、年相応っていうのと、ああ、結構老けて見えるなって40代とか。
People are losing hair, like crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know people whose hairlines are on the run.
Yeah, so that kind of stuff too. I mean, for guys, that's one of the things. But like, まあ人によっては例えば白髪とかさ、you know, you start seeing some signs, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're reaching mid-30s. And yeah, it's like a new phase in life. And That's kind of interesting.
It's all this right here. It's これ this.
What, bags?
Yeah. This.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
でもね、上もそうなの。なんか私、目の上、
yeah?
なんていうの、まぶたと、なんだろう、多分痩せちゃったからなのか、ここの脂肪がなくなった。なんか目がこう、ちょっと
I've seen that in ads. 落ち込んだじゃないか。You need a...Collagen. You have to rub collagen all around
here.
I don't know.
Yeah, so maybe that's what I need. But, so so so. だからそういうやっぱりこう、あの写真見ないと気づかないんだけどね。写真、しかも自然光、
mm-hmm.
で撮って、だから子供と公園とかで撮ってもらった自分の顔とか見ると、mm-hmm. あれ、なんかちょっと思ってってるのと違うっていうか、
うん、
他の人から見て分かるレベルか分かんないけど分かる Did I age? it's a hard question to answer, I guess. But
I would need to see like pictures.
Like before and after.
Before and now. And
right.
Yeah, but I don't really think so. I mean, I know people who have aged quite rapidly. And part of it's their lifestyle. And I also think some Caucasian people seem to age faster.
Yeah.
But a lot of it, I think, is lifestyle. Because the typical trend is to let go, at least in America. You know, some parts of the world, you start getting older and it's like,You know, if you have a kid or something, then why should you care how you look? You know, you're already married. You're already, you know, settled. So why should you care so much? And some people don't care that much. But, I mean, you still want to be healthy, right?
Yeah. So on it.
You know the... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, it's just... I can't let go just yet.
But there's a cheesy line in movies where, you know, they bring back Bruce Willis or Sylvester Stallone or Arnold Schwarzenegger, one of these guys, And then, you know, he has to come back and join some special ops team paratroop, you know, somewhere. And then there'll be the cheesy line where they say, I'm too old for this shit.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't ever want to feel like that. Like, oh, I'm too old.
What about clubbing? Clubbing all night. I feel too old for that shit.
I'm just making wiser choices. It's not really an age. It's not really an age thing.
Really, though? I don't think I can dance all night. I'll be tired. I'll be sitting. Maybe. I need a chair.
Yeah.
But I was already kind of like that when I was like 28, though.
Too old for the shit?
Well, not clubbing itself, but like we would need chairs. Like girls would want to sit down. It's like we're on heels, so.
You need VIP.
Yeah. Yeah. That kind of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
もうちょっと足が痛いみたいな感じはあったけどね。次。
Google recently redesigned paid links in search results to appear more like unpaid results, replacing the small favicon next to the link with an icon which says add in black letters. Previously, the word add was shown within a green or yellow label. The change drew criticism online, with some commenters pointing out that ads in search have consistently become more subtle over the years. According to Nina Hale, users are clicking on the new ad results 17% more than before the design change.
Google は今月13日よりデスクトップの検索ページをリニューアルし、モバイル同様検索広告の見せ方を変更しています。今後は各サイトのファビコン部分がオーガニック検索結果の場合はサイトのロゴ、検索広告の場合は黒字で広告と表示されます。以前はサイトのタイトルの下に緑や黄色で広告と明記されていましたが、年々表示が変化して分かりにくくなっていると大きな批判を呼んだため、先週 Google は今後数週間にわたって検索ページのテストを行うと発表し、現在はユーザーによってファビコン自体が表示される場合とされない場合があります。マーケティングエージェンシーのニーナ・ヘール氏によると、ユーザーは、デザイン変更の前に比べて広告をクリックする確率が 17% 増加しています。そうだ、これちょっと私アップデート追加したの勝手にマイケルに言うの忘れてた、
うん、
そう今ってさ私のブラウザーから見るとファビコン自体がなくなってるんだよね、
うん、
だから広告なのか広告じゃないのか分かんない、
うん、Right now?
うん
Really?
うんでなんか広告の記事が一個もないってことと思って例えば英会話とかさめちゃくちゃ広告出てきそうなやつをクリック検索しても一個もないことになってんだけど
Are there no ads or there's no indication of ads?
Either way, there's no way for me to tell.
What if they're not showing you ads or something? That's not possible, right?
I have no idea. So, マイケルはどうやって見えてる？一緒？ファビコンない？で、ファビコン自体がないんだよね、私。
It says ad, but no favicon. The result looks exactly the same as another result. Can you see this?Like that.
ああ、本当だ。ああ、ちっちゃく黒字で左上にああって書いてある。
That's about the bare minimum. Like, could you possibly indicate it with less than that? That's pretty minimalistic. I mean, it's just the letters A and D.
Yeah.
Right.
そうだね。せめて色を変えてほしい。赤とかにしてほしい。
Or just not have them there.That'd be nice.
まあね。
Or put them somewhere else. Put them on the right or have a little expandable thing if I don't know.
まあ大体その add って出てきたやつを飛ばして見るじゃん。
Mm.
まあ人によってはアドをクリックするのかもしれない。
But there are several ads, right?
うん。
And so you may not even have an organic result on your screen. You might have to scroll down for that.
うん。
You know, because the top three things are ads and they have big descriptions on them. And now there's all this preloaded stuff that comes up with Google. You know, like business information and like maps and all kinds of stuff like shows up. So you can't actually see the results unless you scroll way down.
Yeah, actually, そのさっき確認するために英会話って言った時も地図が最初に大きく出てきてでその後にビデオスが出てきて、でやっと検索結果になる。
It's getting weird now.
Hmm.
Oh, if I Google T-shirt, the like product specific products are showing up from websites. There's Gap and Nike, and those products are just right there at the top, and then it's two ads below that. So I can actually just see one organic result on the entire page. There's only one thing that I actually searched for on the entire page. And, you know, I guess the question is, why does this matter? Like, why is this significant? Why is this news? And it's because while we're all individuals who make our own individual decisions, these sorts of things have these broad sort of statistical effects. And what we're seeing is there's an incentive to make the market information more opaque to users. So like being able to quickly distinguish between an ad and a non-ad shouldn't be, that's not a bad thing for users, right?
Yeah.
But we can see that Google is making it more difficult to quickly distinguish. And it's part of like UX or UI dark pattern design, which is sort of a nefarious, ill-intentioned design that is trying to take advantage of the limited attention and accuracy of the user when they're interacting with something.
Yeah. まあ、特にその、まあ、こういうふうに変更があること自体もさ、なんだろう。まあ、見てる人は気づくかもしれないけど、おじいちゃんおばあちゃんとか多分気づかないしさ、そもそも急にこうやって変わっちゃうと。で、こうやって黒字であーって書いてあっても、まあ、わかんないし、そもそもその意味が分かってない人とかもいそうだもんね、ちょっと年配の人とかになると。
I mean, does it say something different in Japanese? Does it say, it doesn't say like, 広告, right?
あ、いや、え、どうなんだろう?
Or does it just say ad in English?
わかんない。てか、なんて打てば出るかな? I was a bit surprised that その英会話出てない。
I feel like a lot of marketing has become more dishonest despite all of our, you know, everyone's talking about it. But when I watch Japanese television, the level of stemma is just unbelievable. You know, they're always featuring a business, a store opening, some product, some, you know, it's a... I mean, you don't feel that?
Yeah.
And they're not upfront about this whatsoever.
Yeah, and I
mean... And they're doing this on all the news programs. You know, these weird spin-off, you know, news, whatever.
あとその、私が、まあ、マーケティングの会社に行った時もやってたし、今でもやってるけど、一番こう信じがたいのは、まあその、レストランを紹介するとかはさ、まあ、まあまあここに行ったらいいですよみたいなおすすめのこういい good intention でも別にさまああることだと思うんだけどあのニュース番組で CM を作りましたっていう ニュース、うん、でその CM を撮影している現場の映像をお届けするっていうやつ、うん、でそれってマーケティングでみんなやるんだけどさ、まあ、こんな有名人を起用しましたでこんな CM の、 あの制作の時の裏話ハハハみたいな、
うん、
それをニュースとして取り扱って、うん、であわよくバスの商品も、まあ、エアタイムに乗っかるっていうあれがやっぱ一番意味がわからない、
うん、What percentage of the news coverage on TV is actually stemma? Because when I look at it, I mean some of these news programs, I mean it really feels like most of it, like 80% is paid dishonest bullshit. That's what it feels like to me. On まあ、paid. Sometimes.
うん、まあ、まあ、ステマの定義もあれだけど、paid じゃなかったとしても、こう、そうね、何かしら、何かを提供してもらってみたいなのはいっぱいあるよね。
It doesn't really bother you, all the, like, stemma shit. Like, sports is not news, by the way. That's just a business.That's not, it's not news that somebody won a sports game because that was going to happen.
Anyways, まあでも結局なんだろう見てる人が欲しいものを反映してるだけだから
No, they're pushing it. That's what stemma is. People didn't ask for, you know, like Pizza Hut のランキングor whatever. People didn't ask for that. People weren't calling in like, hey, can you please do a program on this product or this
Yeah, but I mean, if you...
But the push-pull distinction is the whole thing. You know, a real market, an honest market with clean market information has the information in the market move not in this distortionary way where people can just buy...pay to propagate bad ideas.
Right.
So, like, ideas should be propagating on their own merit of the idea or the product itself and not, you know, shoved in everyone's... It's like the ads that we're seeing in social media now. So on Facebook, you're probably seeing, you know, some, like, mob boss game or whatever it is, just...These mobile games that are like targeting children and stuff、
hmm.
on. You haven't seen these things where.
No.
So the latest one I saw is、there's this mobile game ad, and it's a video of the game on a phone. And the game is playing, and then an angle grinder.Starts to saw the phone in half.
Okay.
While the game is playing on the phone.
Okay.
And the angle grinder saws the phone completely in half. And then they show the title of the game. And that's the ad.
Okay.
yeah.Well, so what I'm saying is that the tactics now are just like so dark and not even trying to be、
hmm.
like not, I mean, because I can just light something on fire and make that into an ad. People will watch it because it's like, oh my God, something's on fire.
I don't really even encounter video ads anymore.
That's crazy. How many ads are in your feed?So if I open Instagram, maybe one out of three or one out of four, maybe one out of four is ads. Sometimes it's just ads, just back to back. I feel like people are not realizing how many ads there are.
Well, it's like I don't really go to YouTube. I'm rarely on YouTube.
Hmm.
So, and when I watch something on TV...I record it so I can skip, you know, commercial. だし、もう見たいって分かってるものだけ厳選したやつだけ だから CM 流れないじゃん。
That's smart.
And then I watch Netflix. No ads. Because I'm paying money for that. So, だから結構なんかあんまりそういうストレスはないかもしれない。意外と。
Well, I'll just turn on TV and just watch what's
Yeah, that's something you should never do unless you're a boomer. Because that's stupid.
Yeah.
You know, you should never do that. It's only frustrating.
They were talking about that kid who like broke his nose, the ping pong, だっけ? Badminton, something.
Oh, yeah, this kid, the athlete.
Yeah, right. I guess the car crash and he like broke his nose or something.
Right. Yeah.
It was either that or Carlos Ghosn for like
right.
3 weeks straight.
Yeah, 見ない方がいいよ。
And now it's Wuhan, obviously.
Yeah, of course.そうだね。いや、ニュースも別にツイッターの方が細かく書いてあるし、なんか専門家のコメントとかさ、ツイッターで見た方が早いし。
Twitter is dangerous for silos, though. Like, Twitter has a problem of people getting in ideological bubbles. And the founder of Twitter actually said this quite explicitly and has...
Yeah.
It's like a serious problem. And so people don't follow people that they don't agree with.
Right. I think if you look at your feed, then that will be the problem. I use the search bar way more.
It's probably even worse.
So like when there's an issue, I just put it in there. And then, まあだから別にどっちの何の意見の人も出るじゃん。例えばだけど安倍って入れたら安倍ラブみたいな人と安倍
Are you putting Abe in there?
No, but like どっちも出てくるわけじゃん。だからそれはこうなんだろう、自分のフィードみたいに偏るっていう危険はまあ少しは少ないかなと思うけど。
I think Twitter itself is also has a very significantself-selection bias.
So
the type of people who want to go on Twitter and then tweet at people or then be involved in some sort of, you know, national dialogue about some political issue or something is a very specific type of people, you know, so it's...
それは確実にそう。だからおじいちゃんおばあちゃんとかそもそもめちゃくちゃ少ないし、あの、多分住んでる地域とか年齢層とか、まあ思想とか、
It's not just demographics, you know. A lot of people our age don't do anything on social media. And I kind of wonder, you know, what is the psychological profile of people who engage on Twitter and people who, like, that's not really their thing.
You know?
I think there's a big difference.
Yeah, I mean,
It can be stressful.
Have my personal account. So, だからバイリンガルニュースのアカウントしかやってないから、自分のやつはもう Facebook も Instagram も Twitter もやってないし、あとなんかレビュー書いてる人ってどういう人なのかなとかも、もう Amazon で本買ってめちゃくちゃ低いレビューつける人とか、
And it's true on like message boards that have like voting systems.
Right.
So there are people who will upvote everything. And then there are people who will upvote or like something once every 6 months.
But maybe. At least that's more of a community thing. Like you can have a conversation with other people, but reviews are a different story.
Well, you can't really have a conversation because if there is a demographic which aggressively votes things or, you know, up likes things or dislikes things, whatever platform it is, then that will always skew the visibility of certain issues. And so it should be more weighted. Like, you should have a limited number of likes that you can give out. Because if you're just...
Like in Death Stranding?
Yes, exactly. It's devalued if people can just, you know, it turns into propaganda because people are just like, oh, I can just lick the crap out of all the things that I agree with and then dislike the crap out of all the things I disagree with. And then it's just a silly battle to get things voted to the top. So everyone's just trying. It's just the voting thing with humans is just like the next SEO optimization that we have to do.
Right.
So on Google, you do the SEO optimization, but now we have this sort of upvote brigade strategy for the SEO on various boards and stuff.
Do we ever talk about, I mean, maybe we can talk about it with a guest that I have in mind right now, but do we ever talk about how なんか Rotten Tomatoes とその critics の rate の差がすごいみたいな話したことあったっけ？
I think we mentioned it with like Dave Chappelle's set.
Maybe.
Because it had like the critics had given it like 15%. What is it? Fresh or whatever?
Yeah.
But all the people who aren't special critics, comedy critics, whatever that is, gave it like overwhelmingly positive.
Right.
So there was a huge disconnect between, you know, whatever the, I don't know, political policies are of Rotten Tomatoes. And I mean, they were clearly unhappy with some of the things that Dave Chappelle said in a way that was, you know, when you go to Rotten Tomatoes, you want to know if you'll like something or not, or what people are thinking. And then the critics lose so much credibility when what they're saying has nothing to do with how most people actually feel about something. So
I guess.
Well, how can they be credible? It's just a couple people with a butthurt opinion. They're not special people. It's like you have 12 people here and then you have like 10 million people here. And these almost all the 10 million said that they enjoyed it. And then these people are saying, you know, it's the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, I don't know. I mean, I guess they can do that. It's their website or whatever.
Yeah, it always feels kind of weird when someone's trying to entertain the other person and some random guy is like being mean about it. It's like, and they make money off of it. That's kind of strange to me.
The critic.
Mm.
Are there critics that just say positive things?
あのサッカーの時の松木さんみたいな、なんかこうめちゃくちゃポジティブみたいな。Yeah. 次。
Research published in the journal Emotion suggests that physical pain may be an effective and overlooked strategy for reducing psychological stress. In the study, 60 individuals were exposed to disturbing images and instructed to engage with two cognitive strategies and two physical methods to manage the feelings. The subjects had the option of either distracting themselves with other thoughts, altering the meaning of the image in their own mind, giving themselves a painful electric shock, or giving themselves a painless electric stimulation. 67.5% of subjects tried the painful shock at least once, with an average of twice per person. After the experiment, subjects reported that the painful shock was as effective as other methods of coping. Lead researcher Ashley Dukas stated the following, speaking to SciPost. While the injurious aspect of non-suicidal self-injury can be alarming to many, the infliction of pain on oneself may not be inherently pathological and may actually be making good use of some basic biological responses to pain, such as endorphins.
Emotion に掲載された研究で、身体的な痛みは心理的ストレスを軽減するための効果的ながら見過ごされている戦略であると提唱されています。研究では60人の被験者にストレスを引き起こす画像を見せたのち、自ら感情を落ち着かせてもらいました。 その際、他のことを考えて自分の意識をそらす、または頭の中で画像の持つ意味を違うものに変換するという認知的方法を2種類、そして痛みを伴う電気ショックを自らに与える、または痛みのない電気的刺激を自らに与えるという身体的方法2種類の中から選んでもらいました。67.5% の被験者が少なくとも1回は電気ショックを試し、1人平均2回自らに電気ショックを与えました。実験後、被験者は皆、電気ショックは他の方法と同様に効果的であったと答えていました。研究を率いたアシュレード・ドゥーカス氏はサイポストに対し以下のように説明しています。自傷行為における自らに怪我をさせるという側面は多くの人を不安な気持ちにさせますが、自らに痛みを与えるということ自体が本質的に病的であるとは限らず、エンドルフィンの放出など基本的な生理反応を利用している可能性があります。うん。
Yep.
まあ、その、何、まあ、ディストラクションっていうことだよね。ディストラクションもそうだし、そのエンドルフィンを出して、こう、落ち着かせるみたいな。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. if you're not directly thinking about something, I think you're less bothered by it. But mm-hmm. also, the release of endorphins will change your neurochemistry. And the word endorphin actually comes from endogenous morphine. So we actually have an internal ability to create morphine, an opioid, inside of our brains. And we can trigger the release of this opioid, and it's a natural endogenous opioid made by your own body, so it's not like you're on drugs or something.
Mm.
But we can trigger the release of that opioid and change our mental state. And so it seems that a lot of people have developed, perhaps evolved various strategies for coping with psychological stress using, in some cases, pain as it causes the release of endorphins.
なんか知り合いの子供がこう頭をガンガンしちゃう、壁とかにこう自らぶつけちゃうみたいな癖があって、まあそれを直すためにいろいろワークしてるんだけど、一緒にその親子がね。でもなんかその人が言ってたのは、その光景は結構ショッキングなんだけど、子供でやる子は結構いるみたいっていうことは言ってた。多分何かこうフラストレーションとかこうストレスがあって、でもそれを言葉でうまく説明できない、まだちっちゃいからとか、でそれをこうなんとかしてリリーフしたいみたいな、まあ、だからそれもこのエンドルフィンを出すっていうことにつながってるのかもしれないけど、まあ、落ち着かせるためにとか。
Do you remember when you first understood what pain was?
No.
No? Like,
I mean, I was probably like a year old.
No, but having like coherent thoughts about it, like what's the earliest you remember, like, because it's a weird thing when you're a kid. It's like, you know, if you have to get a shot or something. If it's not like you fall down, but it's like this scheduled pain. You know?
For me, 幼稚園でブランコ乗ってて後ろ向きに落ちて後頭部を思いっきり打った時に、なんかこう、結構さ、後頭部をガンって打つと衝撃的な感じするじゃん。何、痛いもそうなんだけど、こう。
CTE
変な感じするじゃん。その時にこうびっくりして覚えてる、それは。But
I remember, well, people would do things like Indian burn. Do you know what that is?
No.
The Indian burn, I don't know if it's actually Indian or I guess Native American in this case. But the Indian burn is like someone would grab your arm like this with both hands and then turn them opposite directions.
ああ、雑巾絞りみたいな感じで。
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then it would cause this like stinging pain in your skin.
Oh.
You never heard of the Indian burn?
Not the term. I mean, I know that some kids do that.
Or like the flicking game where people are like flicking each other's.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Dekopin de shou?
Knuckles.
Yeah.
Or
forehead.
And there's the punching game where people punch each other in a circle. Like you punch the arm of the person next to you. And it goes all the way in a circle.
Boys are crazy. I'm sorry. I don't know why you want to do that. But.
And there are a lot of soccer games like that. Where if someone... What was it? If someone scored on you, then you'd have to like turn around and then they can kick
what?
The soccer ball into your butt as yeah? hard as they can.
That's so stupid.
And we would play that like every lunch time.
What?
I don't know.
Voluntarily or is this
yeah,
some kind well, of like part of bullying thing where you're forced to participate or something?
Well, if you don't participate, then you're instantly, you're like a pussy.
Or a ball.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I don't know.
But is it fun?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But part of it is like the Schadenfreude.
Right.
Of
right, right.
Seeing it happen to other people.
Hmm. I see.
Right.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, I don't remember doing anything like that for fun during the recess.
Yeah, I don't know if the pain aspect of that was, you know, subconsciously some like stress relief thing that was going on.
Yeah.
But I think there might be some of that. I mean, I think it is something that is happening where kids get into sports, I think, partly for that reason.
Hmm.
And, you know, you get endorphin release from exercise, too.
Hmm.
And I think they found that dysfunction with endorphins, the endogenous endorphins, can actually cause something called exercise addiction.
Oh, right, right.
Where people can't stop working out.
Hmm. Sounds interesting, but
it's a real thing. They can't. They can't stop working out. They're addicted.
It's never happened to me.
Mm-hmm. And there is rhythmic tapping, deep breathing. Different people have different strategies for managing psychological stress.
Hmm.
But it's very common for it to manifest in some physiological way.
Hmm.
You know, like the squeezing the
fist.
The oppai balls that they sell at the right. Or something. You know the stress yeah. balls? There's so many stress balls, like the fidget spinner, like the even like bimbo yusuri. What is the relief that you're getting from that? I do it at home if no one's there to tell me to stop doing it.
Hmm.
But you know, like the like bouncing your leg, like
yeah.
Like what is that?
I don't know. I don't.
But that's similar to the rhythmic tapping, you know.
I don't know what I do. I have no idea.
When you're stressed out?
Yeah. Well, lately it's like me not showing any emotion when I'm super stressed out.
Is that your... That's what you do when you're super stressed out, is you don't...
Yeah.
Show any like, emotion?
I'm so tired and stressed out and, you know, my son is doing something with the food or something. Then I just like kind of go blank for like 2 seconds.
Mm. Just two and seconds? Just, like,
yeah, because I don't want to show it. Like I don't want to get angry or anything. So.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
But I'm super patient. That's And yet, you know, there are some moments like that. So I just kind of space out in a way. Mm. Yeah.
One thing they were looking at with the study is tendencies towards non-suicidal self-injury. Mm. So that could involve like cutting or... Mm. Like punching things could be an example.
Right.
Or even like just getting in fights with people. Like there are people that will start a fight to get their ass kicked.
Mm.
It could have something to do with like the, I don't know, feel alive thing.
Mm. Right. But I wonder if it's, you know, when it comes to suicide, it's really sensitive and the media shouldn't really talk about it too much because it triggers, you know, some people to actually do it, that kind of stuff, right? And I wonder if it's a good idea for schools and teachers to talk about like self-cutting and stuff in this kind of context, or because I feel like when I think about when I was a student, no one talked anything about it. Mm-hmm. As if it didn't exist. But then there were girls who would be, you know, cutting their wrists, or who would be, you know, having huge, who would just one day come to the school with like a huge bruise on their fist or something, you know. Mm-hmm. And no one has any idea what's going on, so obviously people freak out and be like, oh, you know, the strange person, and that doesn't help at all, John. So I wonder what the schools or teachers could have done instead of like not talking about it at all.
Well, I think,
but then at the same time, like if they talk about it too much, then maybe it gives some kids an idea.
You're always going to have this unintended Streisand effect.
Yeah.
And I tend to think, you know, let people who don't have problems not know that they could have those problems, just generally.
Right.
There should certainly be an understanding among
the peers, adults, right?
And, well, I think adults, parents, mm, more than peers, mm, that they understand that this is a coping mechanism for,
yeah,
psychological stress, and that it could be helping with, right, their psychological stress. Now,
yeah,
if you did that and died, obviously that's not helping. And, you know, there is, I mean, they're saying non-suicidal self-injury, but there is self-injury that is non-suicidal in its intent that ends up being suicidal.
Right.
You know, so that's obviously a major concern.
Yeah.
But I think more importantly is there are other ways to induce the endogenous production of endorphins. So the runner's high is completely caused by endorphins.
Mm.
The feeling after orgasm is largely caused by endorphins. So the what's going on and why runners keep running and why people who have sex keep having sex is because of the endorphins. And because the endorphins will change your neurochemistry, it'll change your perspective. So if you are extremely psychologically distressed, what you need is to change your neurochemistry.
Hmm.
If you try to do anything else, you might make a bad decision, right? Because you're not in a good state of mind.
Yeah.
So toriaizu, change your state of mind. And if you're someone who cuts yourself, it's possible that, you know, working out and doing CrossFit or something, going for a long run. Like, if you go outside and you run for 20 minutes straight, your brain will be different.
Right. まあそれができる状態ならね。
You just gotta do it.
Well, I mean, I've...
You gotta do it like your life depends on it. What else are you gonna do? Freak out? Pull your hair out?
I haven't, like, hurt myself, but I've thought about doing it one time when I was super depressed. And in that moment or that day, there was no way that I could have gone outside and run, you know?
Mm.
Like, no way. So...
I mean, you could exercise inside too, but...
Yeah, but I mean, like, I couldn't do anything. And in that moment, it felt like it would be such a great idea that would make me snap out of something.
Mm-hmm.
So then, like, I understood what it's like to want to do that to yourself. And then I thought about some girls that I saw at school when I was younger and... you know, how judged they would get and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Hmm.
So sometimes I think about that, like, if the education has gotten better since then, or is it still the same? Like, nothing's being done and those girls would still get judged or, you know, that kind of... I mean, I don't have the answer. I don't know.
Hmm. Well, it kind of reminds me of the rooms that people are paying. I guess people pay like $60 or something, rent out some room that has like computers and stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They, like, smash all
them,
of it.
Yeah.
Like, people are just free.
I mean, バッティングちょっと違うけど、バッティングセンターとかね、行く人いるよね。ストレス溜まるとこ。私の場合は全然当たんないから余計ストレスになりそうだけど、yeah. 下手すぎて。でも上手な人だったらこう、カンカンって打って。
It's the breaking stuff that they want to do, right?
I guess.
Because imagine if you went into a room, you paid like $60, you go into a room, they have a TV in there and you start whacking it with a bat.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's so strong. You're not having any effect at all.
よりストレスだよ。
Like you're not going to release any stress, right?
いや、まああとカラオケとかね、日本だったらもう大きい声出してとか、あるけど。
If we could manage our neurochemistry at will, would you want to be able to do that? So like, so right now, well, let's say you're in a bad place like that, right? And you have the choice to do something that would.
If I have Neuralace in my head and I open the app.And press the button, I feel depressed, do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
I press the button and then instantly I feel so much better. I would definitely do that.
But isn't that, isn't that what people are doing with a lot of these prescription anti-anxiety medications like Vicodin or...
Right.
All the...
Yeah, or some anti-anxiety pills that I've taken that would make you feel weird.And not yourself. But yeah, I would press the button in a second. Why not? I wouldn't even think.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, you know, like so much of the world is taking drugs now. And the drugs change their state of mind.
Yeah.
So like...I don't know. The human race is like this drug
version,
altered,
drugged out version.
Like if you just think of, like we are, Earth is this totally electrified, like Earth is an electric ball at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And that electricity is flowing...It's carrying information in and out of these like fleshy bags.
Mm-hmm.
And these fleshy bag creatures are all like managing their lizard brains, trying not to lose their shit with these weird chemicals.
Mm.
It's normal.
Yeah, humans are weird.
Yeah.
Cats are definitely superior.文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、iPad、Mac、Android の公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題激安。 iPhone 版では宿題機能が追加されていて、それは月額360円でできるので、ぜひ試してみてください、
yep.
エピソードごとに私とマイケルが出題するっていうやつで、まあ、いろんな問題を用意しています。一番新しいのは、先週ちょっと収録お休みしてしまったので、私が風邪をひいて、391だっけな、
うん、
もうちょっと古いエピソードの宿題を作ったんだけど、ちょっと文法問題とかも追加して、
うん、
こう面白くなってきた、私の中では。
Some people are saying good things about it.
うん、そう、やっぱりなんかね、こう英語勉強したいけど何すればいいか分かんないとか、まあ英語勉強したいけど、だからといってこう参考書の問題集やるのもなーみたいな人で、こうどうせバイリンガルニュース元から聞いてるしみたいな場合は、まあ、宿題結構いいんじゃないかなと思います。聞いた内容と連動してるし、まあ、結構レペティションが大事だからね、英語って。こう一回聞いて一回で覚えてっていうよりかは、何回も同じ単語聞いたりとか、あ、ここでも言ってたな、あそこでも言ってたなみたいな感じで、まあ、自然に定着していくものだから、
まあ、yeah. So right now the audio comes out and then the transcript comes out the next day or the day after and、うん、then we'll have the 宿題 and because they're all based on the same episode content, you know, that repetition is kind of built in.
そうそうそう、so. そうだから、
The reinforcement learning.
うん、なのでぜひ試してみてください。bilingualnews.jp ではストアもあります。イケてるグッズ盛りだくさん。
Yep.
なので、インスタにソックスの写真とかもあげたけど。
I saw that.
うん、ソックスすごい気に入ってる。履きやすい。なので、そちらもぜひ要チェック。
Are you still sick?
Kind of.、
Hmm.
ちょっとまだ、なんか I'm not sick sick, but.まあ、サイナスとかいろんなところ、肺とかインフラメーション起きてやられてしまったところはちょっと残ってる。
The Wuhan?
Wuhan?
Wuhan? How would you say this? Yeah. Everyone's wearing masks. It's pretty intense, right?
Yeah.
Like all the Tain are wearing masks and everyone on the train is wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure. そもそもこれだけじゃなくてインフルも流行ってるからさ、
But people can be vaccinated against that one.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about the potential threat of like a pandemic disease many times, and it seems to be a credible threat. And many sort of.Like the doomsday clock people and、
yeah.
people who speculate about the end of the world say that this is one of our main vulnerabilities. So there is a little bit of a, you know, people are wondering like, is this it? Is this like the big one? Is this like the...
なんかまあ無駄にパニックになる必要は全くないんだけど、政府の対応とかを見てるときに、こうなんだろう、あ、杞憂だったね、じゃあ、まあ、そんなにやらなくてよかったかっていうの後で分かることであってさ、本当にやばいかもしれない可能性がちょっとでもある場合にこの対応でいいのかっていうか、
yeah,
もうなんだろう、ゾンビ映画とか思い浮かべた時に、あ、これだったらもうみんな死んでない今頃とは思うよね。だからこう政府でどういうふうに意思決定されてるのか私はよく分かんないけど、
What should they be doing? Should they have grounded all the flights? I don't know because there's enormous, you know, it all comes down to like economic cost, right? It'd be very bad for business to ground all the flights and not let any boats move around and stuff.
Yeah, まあだからその優先順位だよね。その経済への打撃、なんていうの、そのプロコンがあってさ、その経済への打撃をめちゃくちゃ受けて、しかも大したことありませんでしたってなる可能性もあるとか、まあ、それ最悪のシナリオで、まあ、それよりもっと悪いのはもっと悪いのはその経済を優先した結果めちゃくちゃ人が死ぬみたいな。
Right, and it feels like these governments are playing just, it's not、
うん、
they're a little bit greedy in terms of keeping things running smoothly. And because what we've seen is the response to the virus has become more dramatic over time. It's like, wait, if you guys were so smart, you know, you wouldn't have reacted this late. It kind of would have been like,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it hasn't been that long, but we still don't know anything about this thing, right? Is it confirmed from bats, or we don't know?
No, but そのやっぱり専門家も、まあ、論文いろいろ出てるの見たけど、まあ、その例えばこの 40の症例を見た結果はこんな感じ、スタッツこんな感じとかだけど、まあ分からないことたくさんあって、まあ、これは分かってない、これは分かってないとかで、分かってないことが多いからこそフェイクニュースがめちゃくちゃ盛り上がっちゃう部分もあるし、なんかこう、
But you want to be safe, better safe than sorry, right?
と思うけどね。
I mean, people are dying.
私はそう思う
けど、 A lot of people have died. Way more people have been killed by this than several other incidents recently. I mean, I don't want to compare death count, but...
その、なんだろう。あとどこまでその政府がこう強制できるのかっていう問題もあるじゃん。例えばその、チャーター機でウーハンからその日本人の人を返してあげましょう。でそこでじゃあウイルスにかかってるかどうか検査させてくださいって言った時に、まあ、拒否する人がいると。でそれはまあ強制することはできないから、もう任意だからこう、really? っていうふうになってるわけだよね。
You can't get in the country unless you're getting a full, you know, you gotta dip you in Purell.
そうだから、それとかもさ、こうなんだろう、そういうルールだからそれにのっとってもそうするしかないわけなんだけど、おそらく。でもなんかそれがベストであるとは言えない。
One thing that's confusing me about this virus thing is they're saying we've confirmed all these people that had no symptoms but they have the virus.
Yeah.
Well, none of those people that have no symptomsand have the virus would, you know, go to the hospital and become a confirmed case,
yeah.
Right? So our confirmed case number is useless.
So. それはそうだし。
Is that the consensus right
yeah,
now?
Yeah. そうだし、
well, that's not
good. その、何、症状が出てなくても infectious である可能性があるっていう。だそのインフルとかもそうじゃん。呼吸してる、その咳とかしてなくても呼吸してる。ところでもうウイルスが巻かれてるみたいなさ、だそういうことになると結局全く気づいてないで、まあ、いろんなところに出かけたりさ、でその人も家族がいて、その、ね、家族は学校行ったり会社行ったりとかさ、っていうなんかそういう分からないことがいろいろある中で、そう政府の対応を見てるとちょっとなんか本当にね、そんなに実際、まあ、今でもこう MERS とか SARS とかに比べたら致死率はそんなに高くないって言われてるし、
But the number of infected has exceeded SARS at its peak by a significant amount, and the trajectory is still well upwards. And from the data I saw, it said that more people have died than recovered from the disease, and that's not a good, it's not a good sign. You know, they said like 160 people died and 120 people have recovered from the disease so far.
でもそれも confirm のやつでしょ。だから結局その軽症の人も多いから、普通に風邪だと思って勝手に治ってる人もいるわけじゃん。でそういうのはそこに含まれてないからさ。
Well,
それを recover に入れてくれない。
Even then, that's a horrible ratio. It doesn't matter what you factor into it. It's terrible. It's a terrible ratio. That's not a good ratio.
I guess it's just not realistic at this point. So だから。
Are you doing anything personally to?
まあこうコロナウイルスだからさ、その石鹸とかアルコールで、まあノロウイルスみたいなやつじゃないから、石鹸とかアルコールでこう壊れるものなんだよね。だから。もう普通に手洗いと手を消毒するとかさ、まあ、人混みにあまり行かないとかってするしかないけど、まあそれはね、だからインフルと一緒で。
Are you wearing a mask?
No.
No, everyone's buying a mask. I was on the Shinkansen and I was, the news ticker was like, masku no hanbai ga bakatsuteki ni zouka or something.
Right.
And I look around and everyone on the Shinkansen is wearing a mask.
So, だからそのマスクをしてても別にこう予防にはならないって専門家がこんだけ言ってるのにみんながマスクしてるってことは私からするとバカなのかその
It's better than nothing.
その
What?
本当にみんな病気で人にうつしちゃいけないと思ってマスクして歩いてるってことは言い換えると病気なのにこんなにみんな外歩いてるのかどっちにしろやめてほしいんだけど
Well, who is that 専門家? How is that true? So wearing
well, like,
a mask
unless
won't protect
wearing,
you at all.
Unless you're wearing like surgical mask or something like that that's like もう超カバーしてる then なんかそれでインフルとかが予防できるっていうデータはないみたいなことみんな言ってるじゃん。だからなんかその
I think it's better than no mask.
マスクがこう売り切れて本当に病気の人が買えないみたいなのが一番バカバカしいじゃん。
People, no, there's masks everywhere.
いやでもアマゾンとか見たらさ結構売り切れてて。
They just go
マジかみたいな。
They sell masks all over the place.
でも香港に住んでる友達はもうマスクが売り切れちゃったからあの台湾に住んでるお父さんに送ってもらうとか言ってた、
mm.
だそうなってくるとさ本当に必要な人がマスクなしで歩かなきゃいけないとかなると一番バカバカしいからさ
you know, big mask is just raking in so much money
だからみんなとにかくあのマスクよりも手を洗ってくれっていう感じ手を洗って消毒してマジで
I think masks probably have some effect
だその普通の人はねやっぱりこう軽症で済む住んでる人もいるっていう話だけど特にそのもともとアンダーラインコンディションがある人亡くなってる人もほとんどそうじゃんその糖尿病がもともと持ってるとか心臓疾患があるとか、まあ、まあとだから妊婦とか子供とかお年寄りとか、まあ、それだけじゃなくて抗がん剤飲んでる人とか、まあ、いろんな理由で免疫が落ちてる人っていうのいるからその人たちのためにもさ
You should wear a mask for those people too Everyone should just wear a mask right now That's what I thinkI have people that I care about that are immunocompromised, and my advice to everyone around them is wear a fucking mask.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're hanging around,
but like, that's true everywhere
in the same room.
Well,
with
on
this
the train,
person,
at this, in the store,
you might have some weird thing or infida. And the best thing you can do is to stay at home when you're sick. Oh my God, all these people going to work with the flu. 本当にあのインフルなのに会社行っちゃうとか、
I don't think people are doing that right now.
いやでもなんか結構熱がある状態でわざわざ病院に行ってインフルの検査して、もう陰性だったからじゃあ会社行こうみたいな。で別にその陰性も 100% と限らないしさ。でその病院に行って待合室に行ってでバス乗ってとか言って間にいろんなところに菌をまき散らしてさ。でさらに会社行って同じオフィス内にいる人みんなに菌を渡すみたいなのがもう一番バカバカしいじゃん。でもそれをやる人がめちゃくちゃいるっていう時点でもうなんかだからこのウーファンの件があった時もさなんだろうやっぱそういうバカな人がいっぱいいる時点でもうなんだろうねこれはもうナチュラルセレクションだから人類全体のそのバカがいっぱいいればいるほどもう人類はこうやって滅びていくんだよみたいな感じでちょっとジーレッドな気持ちになったけど
Well, like pretty much that entire state, province, whatever in China is like I mean the infection's everywhere out there, right?
Yeah
And
I feel so bad I mean like その地域にもさ子供とか妊婦とかまあ、免疫弱い人とかさいるわけじゃん、mm. いっぱいそこで暮らしてる毎日暮らしてる人が実際いるわけじゃん日常今過ごしてる人
Can you imagine how scary it is if you get diagnosed with this disease that nobody knows anything about and we don't have a cure for like
yeah.
it would be absolutely terrifying you wouldn't really know what to do you'd wanna you know
yeah.
see your friends or your family members or something it's like sorry bro can't make it
ね
で
もだからこうエンタイバクセルの人とかはこういう時どう思うのかなってちょっとなんかあの好奇心が湧くけどねそのあワクチンさえあればっていう状況じゃまさに今でそこでこう、反ワクチンの人っていうのはさどう思うんだろうね
Well I mean they're just as susceptible to all the other ones if they haven't gotten vaccines
It's kind of weird Anyway I gotta go. So,
yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Owari.